Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, pretty deep, right center field. Taylor going back, looking up, and that ball is gone! It clears over the stands into the bullpens. It's a 3-run home run for Edmundo Sosa. Number 2 for Sosa. And it's a monster as the Phillies break it wide open on Peterson here in the fourth inning. 5-0 Phillies.
Boom, Edmundo to right center field, and the Phillies get their biggest series win of the year. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a lot to get to today. Rhea Hughes will join us as she does every Monday, an hour from now. NBA Finals finished up last night. The Thunder are champs. We got a draft here coming up on Wednesday. Good morning, Hugh. Hey, how we doing?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, I don't know if y'all knew this, and my algorithm kind of took me down this path. But do you know there's still, like, remains on Mount Everest?
What do you mean, remains?
There's, like, hundreds of bodies on Mount Everest right now to this day.
Like, you know, hikers that just didn't make it?
That didn't make it.
Yeah. They leave them there as, like, landmarks for
people.
Well,
because a lot of them, they couldn't get them because of the climate and the permafrost and everything. They couldn't get him off the mountain.
Yeah, but whose job is that to do anyway? That seems like a tough job.
Well,
like,
you know,
go grab Bob, who was up there last week.
Well, you know, when Bob, you know, met his demise, a lot of people, you know, their families would like to go get their remains. But, yeah, it's well over 100 bodies on Mount Everest. And I just think that's crazy because people still climb it.
Yeah.
And they still go up there. But it has to be unnerving to climb Mount Everest and run into somebody. You might run into Bob and be like, damn. Bob didn't make it, and you're compelled to go to the top.
Yeah. Well,
it's crazy.
Would you ever do it?
Heck no.
That's the question I knew the answer to. Here's a question I didn't know the answer to this weekend. Am I all in on the Phillies? Because all year
great
long,
weekend, man.
Hugh, it was an incredible
Shout
weekend.
Shout out to the people. Like, I'm in Ohio, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm trying to text you guys and figure out what's going on. The coolest thing that I saw was the JT – Realmuto,
the double slide,
oh. The double run.
Yep.
And who was running? Like, was it Castellanos running up JT's back?
No, the other way around.
Other way around.
Because remember, Nick is slow.
Yeah. But to see that in the City Connect jerseys, yeah. Man, that was pretty cool. And, you know, I hit my foreleg.
Well, I'm sure we'll hear more about that today. All
saying.
Right. We got a lot to discuss, but let's start with the Phillies. And I'll just put it very simply. I'm all in now. I needed them. And I said this on Friday. I didn't just need them to beat some good teams because they had, at times this year, beat good teams. Right? Earlier, they beat the Dodgers. They had beaten the Cubs. Like, they've had moments against good teams. But really, it was one team in particular. It's the Mets. I needed them to beat the Mets for a variety of reasons. Number one, I hate the Mets. Number two, the Mets have had their number for the better part of a year. Before this weekend, it was 12-4 in the last 16 in favor of the Mets, the last 16 times these teams played each other. I needed to see the Phillies take it to the Mets, especially now. And I understand that the Mets are down right now with their pitching, right? Mm-hmm. They're in a tough spot. They're injured. But this is, like, that made it more that they had to beat them. Like, if we had lost this weekend with the Mets' best pitchers out, I'd be like, come on, we're never going to beat them. Like, we can't beat them now, we're never going to beat them. We didn't just beat them, though, Hugh. In two of the three games, we hit them hard. Friday night, you mentioned the way the runs were and the way the City Connect, and that was an incredible play with the double, safe at home plate. And then last night, you know, Peterson is one of their better pitchers that's actually healthy, and we hit him hard. I mean, Edmundo crushed that ball to right center field, and Schwarber got it all started. That was the weekend I needed. I am all in on this baseball team. Sometimes in a season, you see the moments where, like, all right, I see it. If they can harness it, if they can get to where they got to get to, if they can ace the trade deadline, they could do it because they've beaten the Cubs now, they've beaten the Dodgers, they've beaten the Mets, they've beaten all the teams we think they're going to have to beat to get to the World Series. The pitching was excellent last night with Lizardo. Hugh, I, I, I recognize what month it is. It is still only June. But, Hugh, I am all in. Where are you at? All in? Or are you going to tell me, well, it's still June?
It's still June.
Oh, jeez.
But I will tell you the thing that I'm excited about. I'm just, this is the ebb and flow of baseball for me personally. I understand that, you know, a lot of diehard baseball fans, they probably won't agree with that sentiment. That's okay. That's just how I choose to watch it and how I choose to view it. 21 runs this weekend.
Yep.
21 runs. That's impressive. That tells me when you talk about that and the run that they've been on with hitting, that's good. That means they're heating up. They're getting comfortable. And when you get Bryce back into this lineup, I feel like they're going to be okay, but still a lot of baseball left to be played. And we've always said, Bryce has to be – wherever we go, Bryce has to be a part of that. It's great that we're hitting without him out there. But no, we it's still early, and we need him out there, and we need him help.
Well, it is early to an extent. I mean, it is June, but we're almost halfway through the season now.
Getting ready for the All-Star team.
And I just thought this weekend was a statement series by the Phillies. And last night, I know it. You know, it's kind of weird to think it's a must-win. I went when I turned the TV on last night at 7 o'clock, I needed a win. I mean, like, it felt like a must-win game. It felt like the temperature, which is obviously extremely hot outside, but the temperature of the city would be based on last night. Like, how they performed. If they had lost last night, we would have come in here with the same feeling we've had for a year now. The Mets have our number. The Mets have our number. It doesn't matter who's out there. It doesn't matter what's going on. The Mets have our number. And I thought last night, starting with the Schwarber home run, the Sosa home run, the good defense they played behind them, the way they played last night, the intensity they played with last night, it showed they could be different. And I thought last night Luzardo really had a statement kind of game, Hugh, because he's had an interesting season where, you know, I'd say 90% of his starts have been amazing, but he had those two really, really, really bad ones. So it's like, who's the real Jesus Luzardo? Well, we saw last night, when he's not tipping his pitches, he's dominant. It's why I said last week he'd be my number two starter in the playoffs. That, Hugh, that's not an easy lineup to navigate, and he was mowing them down. He had that back and forth with Soto where he got him, and then Soto kind of like half smiled and like tipped his cap to him, like, yeah, you got me, man. Like, there's not many pitchers that could do that to Juan Soto. Luzardo was excellent last night.
Yeah, you're talking about, from what I was able to see, just cool at the plate, well, on the mound, and just did his job. Only got hit three times in that whole game last night, so gave you six innings. Looked like he was cruising for the most part.
I thought he was excellent. And have a listen to him after the game last night. Jesus Luzardo talking about, and I love this, that, yeah, you know, maybe they say they're all the same and there's 162, but there's extra juice for some of these games. And clearly, Luzardo's feeling that early on with the Phillies.
Some of your best starts this season have come against some really good teams. So you get a little extra juice up for that, and that plays a little bit.
I mean, yeah, you know, ideally you have the same juice for every start, but, you know, I'd be lying if I said, starts like tonight, you don't bring a little extra, knowing, you know, what's on the line. So,
more than maybe. He said it. I felt it. You could see it. And he's lived up to it. Luzardo's had four starts now against the Cubs, Dodgers, and Mets. 25 and two-thirds innings, one earned run allowed. He was electric last night. And the Phillies gave us an electric weekend. Look, Saturday wasn't good. Abel got hit around, but I didn't expect to sweep the Mets.
Yeah.
And I actually kind of like the way the series went, like winning on Friday, starting off with a good feeling. All right, Saturday we dropped that one.
A little rough,
and the Mets obviously have a good lineup, so they're going to have one of those games once in a while where they hit. But then the bounce back last night to get the series.
Strong bounce back, too.
I loved it. 215-592-9494. All right, there's a lot of people out there, unfortunately, Kyle, that did not take the pledge, and they wanted to, because I need to wait, and I need to see. Right, you have someone in the studio here who claims he took the pledge.
He's unbelievable.
But then you just said it's June after the biggest series of the year.
I am just even killed.
Oh,
I'm glad we had the weekend that we had.
Yeah, but you're still saying it's June.
No, because it is, because for lack of a better way of saying it, I know how it would have been here this morning if it had went the other way.
Sure. Well, isn't that kind of the point, though?
Yeah. Like,
no, I mean, the point is not to get your blood pressure all
yes,
up.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, no, it's not.
That's exactly the point. If they had lost the series to the Mets, everyone in here is like, see, I told you, they're not a real World Series contender.
I like the thick
Shut
tongue.
Up, dude. I understand that it's June, guys. But, the only thing that could happen, I think, I think everyone agrees, they will probably go into more cold stretches as the season goes on and stuff. But what they've shown throughout the season and during the stretch is that they're one of the true contenders. And I was told for so long they can't beat teams that are over 500. All they do is beat up on the Rockies, beat up on the Pirates. Well, guess what? They got swept by the Pirates, and now they're beating the good teams. So,
so screw you saying that,
you idiots. Well, like, so Saturday doesn't even count for me. Like, Mick Abels, whatever. He's not going to be pitching in a big spot like that, I don't think. At least, you know, unless something goes crazy wrong in October. And Wheeler didn't even have his best stuff Friday. He was awesome. Like, didn't allow a single run. Jesus Cesardo, he's rising to the moment. That whole tip and pitches thing, it's over. I just want to put it into perspective for people. No Bryce Harper, your best hitter on the team. Alvarado's been out a while, your best reliever on the team. Mm-hmm. And I understand Aaron Nola wasn't good at all this season, but you're down Aaron Nola. So, like, and they're still what? They're now 16, 17 games over 500?
47 and 31.
Like, this is a damn good team. They're going to get reinforcements when these guys come back, and they're going to add at the trade deadline. I don't know what more you need to see.
Well, what you saw this weekend was it. I mean, it was the final piece for me, because I have held back my excitement for this team over the course of the year. I was one that pointed out, hey, they racked up, what, 10 wins over the Pirates and Rockies the first 2 months of the season? Like, what are they really, right? What are they really? And the thing that was holding me back more than anything was the Mets, because the Mets have been in their head, have had their number for a year now. And this weekend, it felt like that reversed. And I know there's more games we play, and they'll see the Mets two more times late August and early September, but it felt like they exercised that demon this weekend. I'm all in. 215-592-9494. All right, where are you at on the Phillies after they just had their biggest series win of the year? Are you ready to say you're all in on this baseball team? And when I say I'm all in, I'm not trying to pretend they're perfect. I think we all recognize there are still flaws, but you know what? Every team has flaws. Like, that's the more the season plays out, you see that. The Dodgers are probably still the best team in baseball. They're like putting a starting rotation together with bubblegum. I mean, like, that every Ohtani's pitching openers just to get him through games. I mean, their pitching is a problem. Now, they hit a lot, obviously, but they're not perfect this season. The Mets, I think, are really good, but their starting pitching is hurt right now, and they're not perfect. You know, the Cubs are good, but we've taken care of them 4 out of 6 times. There's a lot of good teams out there. The Phillies are one of those teams. I'm all in. I took the pledge. Kyle obviously took the pledge. Hugh says he took the pledge. And we find out every time one of these discussions how clearly you were lying to us.
No. It's what, Kyle? What are you about to say? I know you're about to go.
I mean, come on.
What are you about to say?
I just don't believe you took the pledge.
No, I did take the pledge. I just tend to be a little bit even more careful.
If you took the pledge, you would be in here right now purchasing your World Series tickets for October. Well, and you're not doing that.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't know how much them tickets are going to cost. I need to figure that out first.
But you'd be reserving your spot, and you're not doing
that. I mean,
that.
I'm excited for this team, but when you talk about where they were last year, the record was a little bit better at this mark, because what, we're 78 games in, and what is the record again?
47-31.
So last year we had 52 wins.
Yeah.
Last year around this time. So, you know, we're still around. We're in the same area that we were in last year. But I remember what happened last year. After
the All-Star
break.
You're afraid of getting hurt.
I am not afraid of getting hurt. I just see how y'all do me. But this is when we go back in history, and baseball is based history. I'm about to give y'all a history lesson.
Oh, jeez.
This team, at this point in the season, they're exactly what they've been in the past, correct? They're close to what they've been in the past at this point last year.
Yeah, sure.
After the All-Star break, they tend to, for whatever reason.
Well, last year they did.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, I need to see after, not saying that, you know, I'm all in. I took the pledge. I'm with the pledge. But I need to see how they're going to respond after the All-Star break.
Well, yeah, it's a full season. And they didn't win the division last night, but they did something. They gave you a sense.
They gave you hope.
That they're up for this, that they're up for the challenge of this season. And it starts in this division, because I've been saying this all year. The wild card is not going to be just an easy route this year. Winning the division is the only way to guarantee they're going to even make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And they jumped over the Mets last night. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down to the Phillies after an outstanding weekend? They take 2 out of 3. Wheeler Friday, the double slide on Friday, the double safe. Power yesterday with Sosa and Schwarber. Big time start from Luzardo. Obviously, Saturday did not go well, but 2 out of 3. I'll take that every time. The Phillies wake up today in first place in the National League East. Are you all in? Or is it, you know, in your mind still June? Which obviously it is, but, you know, only people that didn't take the pledge, like, you know, Hugh Douglas, are saying it's June today. Donald in Chester is up on WIP. Hey, Donald.
Good morning.
Good morning,
What's
Donald.
Going on?
Well, actually, Hugh. I can agree with you. I can agree with you. I can see you on that, you know, because I'm in that, you know, I'm in that camp too. However, I will say this. To me, from when I'm looking, it seems like a different approach at the plate this year than what it's been previous years. It seems different, meaning that I noticed like during the game, they're sticking with the fundamentals and sticking with what they're supposed to be doing with certain pitches. They seem to be sticking with it. Like for me, when I'm watching it and we got like what, four scoreless innings. All right, I'm not fretting about it because I see these, you know, I see these outs, you know, and I see that this pitcher that we're going up against, it's pretty good for what it is he's doing, but yet they stuck with it and stuck with it. So my perception is this, and I'm going to go back to something that Ray Dittinger says. If they stick with this format of approach at the plate, and if they don't make it to the World Series, then their time is past. You know, their time is past. It's not so much that they're not good, because when you stick with this fundamental right here, it's hard to go cold. It's just hard to go flat out.
Donald, I agree, because even though they haven't hit as many home runs this year as maybe we want, they've been more consistent offensively. I'll use Trey Turner for an example. Trey he's had a better year this year because he's been more consistently good than his first 2 years here.
And see, I'll leave it with this, because, and that's what's really impressive about them, and how, because I was telling friends last night, and I was on Facebook, I said I'd be surprised if Lazario didn't come out and dominate. You know, I said I'll be surprised if he doesn't. And sure enough, that's exactly what he did. So my thing was, as long as they stay consistent with their approach, even after the All-Star game, I believe that they'll be okay no matter what pitcher that they're facing, because that's their problem. They seem to give up quick and they start getting desperate and they start swinging at stuff that they're not supposed to, instead of staying within and they're doing a good job of sticking together.
Well, for sure. And if they could just be solid offensively, Donald, man, we appreciate the phone call. If the Phillies could be solid offensively, I know we're all waiting for Harper to come back, but with this starting pitching, I mean, four out of the five nights, they have dominant arms. I mean, you have Wheeler on Friday. You have Luzardo, of course, last night.
Luzardo. You know,
same thing.
The guy's excited. Give him a break. You know, he took the pledge, at least.
At least, and I screw names up all the time. I have the nerve of me to point out when somebody
of all of us
do it. You know, as many times I screw. I just like it when other people do it. It let us know we're all human.
Man. Yeah, well, we are.
Lazario.
You're a girl on the radio.
You're supposed to be a pro.
But I'm supposed to be a... You're supposed to be a professional. Says who? Says who?
Not our audience, because they know better than that. He's right. I mean, the approach to the plate has been better. Now, before the game last night, Topper said the power would come. We'll see. I mean, they still only have one guy with double-digit home runs, but they hit a pair of home runs last night. The bottom line is this. I needed to see them beat the Mets. The Mets were the one thing.
The thorn in your side.
Yeah, because it's annoying to lose to the Mets. It just always is. Always. Second, it's been going on for a year. And this weekend, they gave it right back, and they had to, because the Mets came in here limping. This is the worst the Mets have played the entire season. If they had gotten right against the Phillies, it would have been a disaster. Instead, the Phillies took two out of three against them and looked good in the process. 215-592-9494. For everyone out there who is held back this year, are you ready to finally say you're all in on the Phillies? I mean, I'm all in. Kyle's all in. Hugh reminded us it was June 23rd this morning.
I'm all in.
No.
All in.
Now, you say that, but it's June.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of baseball left.
Yeah, but
I mean, come on.
You know what I'm saying? It's not pledge activity. It's almost like, say, you know, if it's, let's equate this to the Eagles.
Okay.
6-0.
Yeah, all in. I mean,
I guess I shouldn't have did that. I walked right
6-0.
Into that.
We're booking hotel rooms in California.
You know what? Yeah. You probably.
You did walk into that one. Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up, Aaron?
On, man?
You know, I feel like it's 1988, and my little sister is playing New Kids on the Block. The right stuff for the 25th time in the last 3 hours. I mean, Joe, you sound like a broken record, man. Didn't we go through this last year with the Phillies?
I live in today, Aaron. You're living in the past? I'm living in today.
Have we hit the All-Star break yet?
No, we have not.
Okay. So why are we talking about World Series and playoffs with the team
playoffs?
That has played this? This song has been played for the last 4 years. Their thing is they cannot finish.
Well, sure, but I'm evaluating them right now in the context of this year's National League. This year. I'm not worried about 2 years ago or the year before. This year's Phillies compared to the other good teams in the NL. They've beaten the Dodgers. They've beaten the Cubs. They've beaten the Mets. They've done everything we can.
I sat in a bar this weekend and watched the Mets go back to back to back. That's the team. When they're playing on all cylinders, we have to be worried about.
Sure, I agree, but they lost two out of three this weekend, the Mets. Like, I agree with you. I
think they lost, like, 8 of 10.
Yeah, I think the Mets are good. I don't think they're going to fade, but the Phillies beat them this weekend.
The Phillies have to be able to finish. Now, on the bright side, though,
it's not pleasure.
I think they're playing. I would love to see Bryce Harper sit on the bench for a little bit longer, because I think as a team right now, they are playing their best baseball of the season. But it is way, way, way too premature to sit there and talk about playoffs, especially with what we've experienced the last 4 years.
No, it isn't. I mean, we're almost halfway through the season. When do we start thinking about big picture with the team?
When playoff time rolls around, Joe, let's just enjoy it. They're playing well.
Geez.
That was a great scene. Now, here's the thing. Either JT needs to start trying out for the U.S. Olympic team in the 100-yard dash, or Nick Castellanos has two speeds. Slow and stop.
I think it's probably the latter, if we're being honest with ourselves. I mean, JT's a good athlete, but I think it's slow and stop is the two speeds for Castellanos these days.
That was a pretty cool play, and that'll probably go down as one of the players of the year in the MLB this year.
Oh, there's no question. And the best part of it, Aaron, and man, we appreciate the phone call, Hugh, the double safe, because the umpire has to signal for both, you know, every time someone crosses the plate, he's got to give an out or a safe. So he did the double safe.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to see, man. I had a chance to watch it on you know, social media, and the thing that I thought was the coolest, the fact that they were running in synchronicity, and they slid the same way, and the City Connect jerseys. It was one of those ones. Oh, that's cool to see. And on top of that, they won.
They won.
Obviously, yeah.
Yes. And they were both safe, which is obviously key to the whole thing. 215-592-9494. All right, your reaction to the Phillies over the weekend, takeaways from the series, the victory over the Mets. I'm all in. I have held back my, I don't even know excitement is the word, but just like my belief in the team and how great they could be the entire season, because I think we all do it. You kind of focus on the flaws. You focus on the negatives. You think about the series that have gone the wrong way for them. They got swept in pit. They hit rock bottom 2 weeks ago, and since then they've played their best baseball. I mean, it is interesting. It kind of coincides with Harper not being here. I mean, it is because they got swept in Pittsburgh the first weekend Harper wasn't around, and since then, I mean, they've been excellent. They've played excellent baseball now for 2 weeks. They just beat the team that they've struggled to beat the most for the past 2 years. Where do you come down to the Phillies? 215-592-9494. All in? Or are you in camp Hugh Douglas? Excited, but it's still June. I mean, like, we're almost halfway through here. And Hugh's telling me it's only June. I mean, it technically he's right, but he's wrong at the same time. All right, your phone calls all show. Rhea will join us coming up at 11. And we'll get to some audio from Alec Bohm, who was mic'd up during last night's game, and the play of the weekend. You got to hear Scott Francis call. The play of the weekend we just talked about there at Aaron. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Swung on, hit in the air, left center field, up the alley. Taylor going back to the wall, looks up, and it's off the base of the fence. One run is in. Castellanos coming around third. JT is right behind him, and they both score! Bang, bang at the plate. Bryson Stott cleans them off. 8-2, Phillies lead it. In a foot race for the plate, JT nearly caught Castellanos.
That was a great Fransky call, and that's easily for me the moment of the season. I mean, you can watch baseball for another 50 years and not see a play quite like that. I mean, they were as close to each other as possible on the bases, and you know, our caller a few minutes ago, Hugh, mentioned, is it just Castellanos being that slow, JT being that fast? With anything it's like this, it's probably a combination of the two. I think it was Castellanos was kind of like hanging out around, because I watched it a few times. I think Castellanos hung out around second base too long before taking off for home, because mm-hmm. I think he knew he'd make it anyway. You know, he's on second, the ball's hit to the wall, he's going to score. But JT, he read it off the bat, and he was zooming
and
around second.
He was on
second.
His horse.
Yes.
He was, and the cool thing about it was a couple times he ran up his back, but he slowed down just enough so that they both could make it. And then the slide at the end, man.
I know. And then the double safe call. It was just, you were there, Kyle. What was the reaction in the building? Like, and did you see it the whole time or to kind of catch your attention around third?
I didn't, I guess I didn't notice until they really were both rounding third and then they both slid it. I mean, everyone was obviously just going crazy because, you know, I don't know. Like, the tension in the building was.
How many beers in?
Yeah, you could cut it with a knife when it was 2-2 and Taiwan let up those two home runs.
Yeah,
but
not
then,
great, not great.
You know, I mean, the crowd needed that.
How many beers in by that time when that happened?
A fair amount.
It was a Friday Mets Phillies.
No, I'm just asking.
But the guy enjoy himself.
I'm not trying to put him on the spot.
Like you know the answer to this.
I'm just asking a question.
More than a couple is what
no,
I would guess.
Because like I was on the road, but like I said, when I pulled in Ohio, I heard it. I heard about it and, you know, got on my phone. And I was just wondering what the night was like. Because it was a nice warm Friday
they
night.
They were flowing.
You know what I mean? It was a nice Friday night.
Well, considering the weather we're about to get, it's a beautiful night.
And it was
cool
one of those
considering
things.
Considering this weather,
a breezy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's a Friday. The City Connects were popping, and the Phillies were rolling. Yeah, you don't like the City?
I don't like the City Connects. Man. I'm sorry.
They've grown on me too. They've grown on me. They've grown on me. Rhea is still not.
I can do without.
A lot of people are not fans. You know, we get new ones in a couple of years, and they rotate every 3 years what those are. So if you like them or hate them, they're not going to be here for long. We'll get new ones. 215-592-9494. Where are you right now on the Phillies after what was an awesome weekend? They take 2 out of 3. You have the great moment with the double slide on Friday. Last night, I thought Luzardo showed, and we had that conversation last week about who would be our number two starter in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I picked Luzardo because I just think his stuff – like, at his best, he's dominant, and he could dominate big-time lineups. And I saw it last night, and I love how he seems like he's got extra juice to him in these big games. So, last night was awesome. The power from Schwarber, that was a tank by Edmundo Sosa. I mean, for a guy that doesn't hit many home runs, when Edmundo hits him, he's got real power. I mean, he went 430 the other way. So, big weekend. I'm all in now. Like, I'm feeling as great about this team as I've felt the entire season. They just took the Mets down when they were down, which what they needed to do. You know, I come in here today, expect all of us to be talking World Series and playoffs together, and I got, you know, Mr. I took the pledge, but it's June Douglas over here.
I mean,
here.
It is June, and I did take the pledge.
But those two things don't go together.
I am committed. I'm committed, but I'm also
even-keeled.
No, I'm even-keeled. I like to call it even-keeled.
You're scared.
I don't like to get out in front of my skis.
You're afraid of going all in and getting hurt.
I'm not afraid of going all in.
I mean,
I'm here. I'm with you. But like I said, with this team in the last couple seasons, it's been a little bit of a pattern.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just waiting till they get a little bit more past the pattern.
Oh, okay. That sounded like wake me up in October, Douglas.
Not really, because I'm enjoying it, man. When I tell you I was elated, I was elated for a few reasons. You know, that 4-game parlay that I hit, that really, you know, that $2 parlay that
I don't give a shit
in my pocket.
Yeah,
really,
I mean, no one cares.
But the fact that it happened the way that it happened and how much this series meant to the city, I was excited about that. I was excited how Friday night started.
So when we had Scott Fransky on Friday, he said something that resonated with me over the weekend. The Phillies had more to lose than to gain. And it really hit me because if they, like Kyle said earlier, if they had lost last night, you know what the reaction would be today.
Oh, yeah.
They can't beat the Mets.
Yeah.
Even when the Mets are at their worst, they can't beat the Mets. Like, it would have been all day of people saying, and I probably would have been leading the charge, it's tough to trust them. They're not as good as the Mets. It's going to be, you know, a wild card run this year. And look, one game in the standings doesn't change everything, right? One up, one down, there's not that much difference. It is June from that perspective. It's just the feeling I get is they are good enough. Like, they're good enough to compete in this National League. They're good enough to compete with all these other teams. Now it's about finishing the job, and it's about Dave Dombrowski fixing the issues they have, which they have some, right? But so do the Mets, and so do the Dodgers, and so do the Cubs. I mean, you could make a case the National League is going to be won at the trade deadline. It's not going to be won on the field in October. It's going to be won by which GM does the best at the trade deadline. But they've got enough to get them there. And they've got enough to get them there and give us hope they can get there and do something big in October. Let's hear Alec Bohm last night, who I guess, did he take the pledge? I'm not sure. Here's Bohm, who's obviously been hitting well for about a month plus here, on the reaction, the feeling, and how big this series is.
We showed a graphic last 1,000 games. It's basically 500-500 thereabout.
That explains it right there. Ever since I've been up here, it's just been two good teams just beating each other up a little bit. You know, this series is a perfect example. They beat us up a little bit last night. We had a big win on Friday night. I think both sides, too. We know when it's all said and done, nobody's going to care who's in first place in June.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
He's right about that. I mean, no one does care who's in first place in June, but so you're with Alec Bohm.
Well,
this is making me feel better.
I'm just saying he plays.
Well, what do you want him to say? We can't wait for October.
As a fan, you're right. As a fan, you enjoy every moment of this baseball season because it was a great night. But you have to stay locked in because this is a roller coaster ride. The fact that it looked like the Mets were going to run away with this thing. Early in the season?
Well, not just early. I think 2 weeks ago, they were up 5.5.
Yeah,
so we've swung the 6.5 games in 2 weeks.
Yes. So it's that's why I'm more like, and I know you don't want to hear, but it's still a lot of baseball left to play and everything. Like, I'm still predicting. Let me just put you a little bit because, I ran me a six-leg parlay today.
Oh, okay.
I got them still sliding a little bit.
The Mets. No, they lost today.
Yeah, I think they're going to take an L today because they play the Braves. So I think they're going to take an L.
Good. Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right on that. But I mean, your six-leg parlay aside,
man. I'm telling you, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna have so much money to play with when we come with.
You know, you're likely to keep losing these, right? Like these are hard to hit.
I'm on like a heater right now.
Yeah, but it'll
that means here do.
Yeah, that's how it works.
For a slot.
I think I'm on a heater right now.
You know, parlays are not generally the way to continue to make money. I mean, this is kind of how the sports books win. I'm just a little word of advice.
I'm on a heater.
Yeah, okay. All right. So are the Phillies. They're on a heater right now. I'm supposed to believe your heater will continue, but the Phillies, it's a long season.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm going to say that to you when you hit a bet. It's a long season. I'm betting on the books.
I like the Phillies, the heater that they're on. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm just a little bit more even keel with the way that I process these things.
Yeah. I'm all in. And I just feel like, I can't believe this, and I know it's going to happen here as soon as I say this early in the show, and we got a lot of time to go, but this is good. Hugh's going to say, well, the people are listening to me. I'm winning this. Are you officially all in on the Phillies as a World Series contender? It's early in our midday show poll today. I am blown away. This is funny to you?
I like how you set it up.
I am blown away. 63% saying it's only June? What's wrong with you?
You got to stop following Hugh.
I know.
He's leading you off the cliff.
I am the voice of the people. I don't care about the fans. The people have spoken.
So, look, I think the wording of the poll, you always say people have to listen to the words or read the words, is important. Kyle did not put up the poll, are you all in the Phillies are going to win the World Series? Are you sure? All it says is, are you all in on the Phillies as a World Series contender? They're obviously a World Series contender. Now, does it mean they're going to finish the job? No, that we have to see, right? They have a lot of work to do to finish the job, but they're clearly a contender.
No, they're definitely a contender.
They've shown us that all year.
Yeah, they're definitely a contender.
Yeah, but you keep saying it's June, which means you're worried about the bottom falling out.
I'm not worried about the bottom falling out. I'm worried about
scared Douglas.
I know it's so obvious.
The consistency.
Well, they're not consistent. They go up and down.
Well, and that's the thing. You have to be consistent at the right time.
But hold on, like what teams in baseball are consistent?
Well, I tell you what,
I would have said in the Mets until 2 weeks ago, and now they've been terrible.
I will tell you what. The Mets went on a heater after they came from overseas. They went on a little bit of a tear that we kind of, the Mets are going to match.
I understand that. But as of right now, without knowing who's going to, fall off a cliff, who's going to get injured, who's going to do what, how can, just based on what you've seen, you not be sitting there saying, this is clearly a World Series?
Well, I look at it, okay, that's, I think that they are. Let me say that first. I think they are a contender. But I think that there are a lot of times, especially when I think back on some of the conversations that we've had before in the past about the Phillies, like last year, there's been some inconsistencies in the lineup with certain individuals hitting that we tend to overlook. They were still winning, but they were I think at some, like after they came from London, mm-hmm. where they were somewhere hovering around 500 with their record after the London trip, and certain guys weren't hitting, but we kind of overlooked all of that. I look more so for the consistency in the lineup from just like putting the ball on the bat, you know, and just moving the runners. And to the person that called earlier said that they have changed their approach a little bit. But I also know that when you get in certain situations and you get to feel a little bit of pressure, you tend to resort to what you know. So that's the thing that I'm a little bit concerned about, is that, you know, even though they're hitting well and they're being consistent and they're changing their approaches, there's a strong chance that they might go back to the way that they used to do things.
So they could. I mean, it has been a half a season, though, where guys have changed their approach. I mean, I'm not saying it would blow me away, but I would be a little surprised if Trey Turner started swinging at pitches he did last year. It's been a half a season where he's been more consistent.
Yeah, but
that's a long time.
But I tell you, if you feel like if there are certain times with, say, but you feel like you're out of sorts, mm-hmm. you go back to what you know.
Yeah,
you go back to what feels comfortable.
I understand that.
You know what I mean?
I also think that sometimes we get so focused on them that we kind of lose focus on the whole league. Like, I think if I ask the question right now, is the Phillies offense elite? I think most people listening would say, no, Joe, come on, right? That Bryce Harper's not there. They have some dead spots at the bottom of the order. Mm-hmm. And I think that would probably be a fair way to look at it. The Phillies are eighth in baseball in runs scored. Okay, I'm not sure if eighth counts as elite, but it's certainly good, right?
It's good enough to win a World Series.
Right. They're maybe top five would be elite if we're doing the whole the quarterbacks yelling thing again debate. But like, elite, right?
I'm not sure if they're elite,
but they're on base percentage is third. That's elite.
That's pretty good.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and again, every year is its own thing. You say that for football, right?
You're right.
The Phillies on base percentage in all of baseball, when you add all the players up, that includes the Rojases and it includes the Keplers, like all of them, it's third in baseball. They get on base higher than almost any team in baseball. So that, I think sometimes we lose track of the rest of the league, Kyle.
And, starting pitching?
Well, the starting pitching is elite.
But
that's elite.
Those two things together, I don't know what kind of combo you need to see. To say that they're, I get the bullpen.
The bullpen. That we don't have the trifecta. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's something they can fix the deadline. I've been saying this. If you had to pick one area of the baseball team that you could say is a little weak going into the season that you could address at the trade deadline,
yep.
the most fixable thing is the bullpen.
It clearly is. And of their rotation, it's really carried by four guys, right? Because they've had a bad. The fifth starter spot's been pretty rough all year. It was Nola, Walker, Abel. Like, it's not great. But the top four guys are incredible. Let's go to Will. In the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, buddy?
What's going on? Listen, man, like I've been saying this whole season, man, this is like an Eagles run, man.
Tell him, Will. Tell him, Will.
To be honest, I think they already got the pieces to the puzzle here, man. It's just about...
Well, maybe not the bullpen, Will. We got to fix that bullpen.
I know that. You know, but sometimes we overthink things, man. You have to be honest. You know what I'm saying? I believe they added the right players. We got the right team. All the manager got to do is manage the damn game, man, and understand the teams that we go up against, who to put in that lineup, man. We got the hitters. You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing is, man, Castellanos, listen, man, this dude is a hard worker, man. And he always is going to, you know, make a play, man. We don't have to doubt these guys. But what I really want to say with this Phillies team, man, they kept y'all together for a reason, man, to win this World Series. Because y'all been there. Y'all been gelling together all this time, bro. And all of y'all deserve it. With the pieces that we added, that's all we needed, man. And I need y'all to get out of your own way, man. Because we've been in our own way for three seasons straight, man. It's time to get out the way. Listen, y'all want the big contracts? Y'all got to earn it this season.
We're not giving out no more money. You got to earn it. And the way you earn it is to win the World Series. Guess what? This owner has been giving the money out and giving these players the time to play and jail together because he knows this is the team to beat. We are the World Series champions. And all we got to do is tap into it. This is our year. This is our season. The time is now. Let's go, Philly!
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's good. No, it's good, though.
That's
it's a
good.
Monday.
That's
I, mean,
not bad.
I mean, sometimes later in the week, he'll build up a little bit more. But I think you know what that needed at the end? It needed a chant. He just wasn't ready for the chant, right? Like, is
yeah,
he,
it's Monday, too, yeah, man. Yeah. Probably had a long weekend.
It's okay. But the Phillies coming off a huge win.
I mean, huge win.
You got to have energy.
Probably tied one
on the Phillies need their own chant because – that during football season
it ends with
would
the chant.
Clearly end with an Eagles chant.
Yeah, and it would have hit home. I mean, yeah. Perfectly. I mean,
you could probably still do an Eagles chant.
Well, you just do. We're four for four. Chris and Middletown.
No, you can't end a great Phillies call with an Eagles chant.
Well,
in June.
I mean,
there were Eagles chants at the game.
That's
last
what
night.
I was about. I was about to say that. I mean, we do Eagles chant. Like, I know we don't talk politics, but wasn't a few weeks ago they were doing the political thing and somebody was doing Eagles chants? So it's kind of, you know.
I thought you were going to say we don't talk politics, but Eagles chants at Phillies games, that's politics.
No, but what I'm saying is there's no, like, we do Eagle chants wherever.
All right, so yeah, now I think we need to add this to the conversation now. Where are you officially on Eagles chants at Phillies games? You're okay with it?
Well, I think you're asking the wrong person.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Because I play for the Eagles.
He's an Eagle.
Thank you.
So he wants us to believe.
Well, you would probably have to ask.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, because.
So you're okay with it? Because you're an Eagle.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. But the Phillies might not be okay with that.
All right, so here's my perspective on it. I think when the Phillies stink, it is funny and it's okay. When they're winning and they're good, I don't understand the place for it.
It all depends. See, this is where I feel like I have to teach you a masterclass in being a Philadelphian.
Okay.
I've only been here for like three years, but
you
I feel like
come
I
on
need
after the biggest series
the
win of the year and say it's June, wake me up,
no,
and wake
but,
me up in October.
But what you need to understand is, and if I'm wrong, Philly fans or Eagles fans or 4-for-4 fans, please let me know that people do the chants now because the Eagles just won the Super Bowl and they're trying to channel that Super Bowl energy to the Phillies.
I think if there's one year, it's acceptable.
Yeah.
It's when, like, you can't tell Eagles fans anything
so
right now.
So I understand that.
Won the Super Bowl.
But wait a second. Hold on. I need, now that
I
you
can't
said
believe
it's,
on
it's,
a Monday,
it's acceptable.
Me and Kyle on the same
now
page.
Now I need to ask a question because this is like when a caller throws out something and I have to say, like, well, what about this?
What?
So Kyle said this year it's acceptable because the Eagles won the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. right? It's September. The Mets are in, tied for first place. The loser falls out of a playoff spot, not even in the wild card anymore. Seventh inning, 2-2 game. I'm going to hear Eagles chants.
Well, so,
that's okay.
Right, so here's my thing.
That's not okay.
I think it is. No, it's not.
Yeah, no. I think it is okay.
Oh my god.
It's kind of like John.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like John.
I don't want to hear that either during the game.
No, but I'm saying when I say like John means anything, you know, like the John over there with like get the John out of the John.
Like Eagles chants.
Yeah. The Eagles chants are the same thing. They can go either way. They could be good,
yeah,
or they could be bad.
But why do you need it in the moment where you're locked in on the Phillies?
Because
what
Philly fans do when they're
four.
Excited.
Yeah.
Like, I think you have to remove the fact that it's an Eagles chant. It's just like a rallying cry for Philadelphia fans at this point.
All right. Yes. Well, we can add this to the conversation today because you're right.
I think it's perfectly acceptable.
We did hear it last night during the game. Now this was late and they were winning. Right, if I remember correctly, I don't think it was when the game was like 1-0 or 2. You know, they did explode for the 5 runs there, but I think it was more.
It was a celebration chant.
Yes, yeah. I believe that.
I always thought it made more sense when the Phillies stunk. It's almost like, well, screw this. Let's do the Eagles chant, right? Like they're down. I remember a game the Mets were here. This was like during the Gabe era, and the Phillies were down like 15-1 in the game. And then you hear Eagles chants. Like that's like, let's all laugh and giggle because screw this. Let's go Eagles. But when the Phillies are good in a big game and it's relatively close, I don't get it.
I've come around to the fact that it doesn't even have to be exclusive to we're just thinking about the Eagles right now. Like it's just let's like Chris in Middletown.
Yeah.
When he gets pumped up. He chants something totally ridiculous.
Yeah, well, he does.
Like, at least it's an Eagles chant.
And it just
brings Philadelphians together.
I get that. And I understand if someone, you know, shouts out the E people are just going to follow suit. Like, that's a very natural thing. I'm just saying, if the Phillies are good and it's a close game, I don't think it's got a place this summer. 215-592-9494. All right, what do you
come? Stick in the mud.
I don't,
a little bit.
No,
little
hold bit. On. I'm not being a stick in the mud. I'm trying to prop up the Phillies here. We have a team that, at least Kyle and I agree, have shown us they're a World Series contender. I think they get their own time, and then we'll do the Eagles stuff when the Phillies go back to stinking again. Bruce is up. What's up, Bruce?
Good morning, Kyle, Joe, Hugh, and the crew. What's
good morning, Bruce.
On?
What's up?
Man, this is a good thing. As I always say, I appreciate your commentary. You know, and I'm glad you brought up this other subject. I want to touch on that about the Eagles' chance too. I'll start off with that since I mentioned that first. I do agree with you. I think that the Eagles' chance when the game is close, it's probably something that they need to tamp down on. But like Kyle said on the tail end, it's a celebratory thing when they do a big win, and I don't mind it. I think it's just an acknowledgement that they're just bringing that love and that energy, you know, to the team just to show them, hey, you know, you're a champion and you're winning. So I think that's what that's all about. But that's what it's about now.
That's not right. Always what it – I mean, obviously, we've had two Eagles Super Bowl teams, right? So, but most of the time, that's not what it is. It's just people just like to do it.
Yeah, and I agree. And because now, as you said, after the first Super Bowl, they actually did it. That's when you saw it. Sometimes even in a couple of the Sixers games, I mean, it's been hurt. I mean, like, hey, that's what they're bringing that energy.
Yep.
So, you know, it's just what it is. But just, yeah, we want to be respectful to the team. So I get it though. So,
all right. Where are you at, Bruce? Are you all in on the Phillies now after they beat the Mets?
No, I'm not all in, man. I'm on you on this, you know, even though he's peacocking, you know, he's peacocking about his parlays, rightfully so. You know,
rightfully so. The guy bets $2 a pop.
Well, he needs to change that to about $10 or maybe $20.
There we go.
Damn.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, man, you gotta amp that up, man. You know,
if you're on a heater, you might as well make some real money here.
Okay, we could do $4.
Five. Oh, a round number.
Fine.
Five.
Fine.
$5.
Yeah. Five.
Yeah. Go to $5. Go to $5.
We'll cook up another one.
As we encourage him to lose more money here together.
No, but then he'll be really peacocking when he wins. You know, he's bringing back $100, $200, maybe $300. Oh, my God. You won't hear the end of it. You know?
I like how we're just assuming he's going to continue to hit parlays. These are not easy to hit, and we're just assuming this. But
no,
go ahead.
Not.
Well,
but he's done his job. But, you know, he's been doing pretty good at
it.
But anyway. Here's my concern, and let me just say this, you know, before I get into my montage about my doubts, you know, for the Phillies, is that I love what I'm seeing now. I love the way Topper has been using some of the young people, and they're, you know, they are producing. I just love the way, you know, team, because the Baum has been he's been one of my, I've been one of his biggest haters and criticizers. He's woken up. Even Stott is trying to come around, and they have to continue to be consistent. I want to see more consistency. You know, as they play Houston and they play these other teams, we're going to see what they're really made of. My biggest concern at this point is still the bullpen. This is where it's going to make a break. And let me just throw this out. I'll throw this out there as a question for you. Now, I don't remember the fellow that pitched on Saturday. I think they need to keep him on a short
leash. Abel.
I think they need to keep him on a short leash, because if he has a couple more outings where he's struggling against good teams, I think they need to bring Walker back into the rotation and maybe take Abel and put him down in the bullpen.
Yeah, Bruce, it's an interesting perspective, because I of all the good this weekend, and Bruce, we appreciate the phone call, Abel's the one that was not good. And I'm starting to see some cracks here. I think the league has got a book on Mick Abel. We'll see what he does. He's got a start this weekend coming up in Atlanta. That won't be an easy one with that offense they have. So we'll see. But I don't think Painter's ready yet. And I feel like they already ripped the Band-Aid off on Taiwan season and put him in the bullpen. But I'm not sure what they're going to do there. 215-592-9494. But I sense the same thing you do, that Abel is kind of leaking some oil here. Are your phone calls coming up? Are you all in on this Phillies team? And then, you know, we talk about the chance. I was surprised we heard it last night. I always think it's more for when the Phillies stink, it's you hear an Eagles chant. The Phillies are doing well this summer, and they're pushing to win the division. I don't need Eagles' chance at Phillies games. I mean, you got Hewitt. That's fine. You can boo
me. Super Bowl champs, Joe. Yeah.
Come on, Joe.
What about last year? We get this. This is not just
Super Bowl champs.
I know, but this happens all the time. It's not just when Eagles.
Super Bowl champs only happens twice.
Well, that's I get that, but I hear the chance happen all the time, all year. I get it. Now you're being like Hugh and just
I'm just
be stubborn. Okay, I got to deal with two stubborn people.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's better when they're losing, not when they're winning. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. And, of course, we'll chat with Rhea Hughes next. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, because nothing says summer fun like adding excitement to the game while your friends are getting sunburn at the beach. Summer sports are calling your name. Baseball under the stadium lights, golf on the pristine green fairway, soccer matches with world-class goals, and all the action-packed moments in between. You are going to spend all day following your favorite sports through your phone anyway. Might as well make it more thrilling with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Open the app today to see the daily promotions. New to FanDuel, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Open the FanDuel app today or visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.